Cuba's Fidel Castro has embarrassed Mexico's President Vicente Fox by releasing a secretly recorded telephone conversation between the two leaders. The tape was made last month when Castro was in Monterrey, Mexico for the UN Development Summit. Fox is heard urging Castro to leave the conference early, before the arrival of President Bush. Earlier, Fox had denied pressuring Castro to leave. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Mexico City.
In March, when Castro delivered a remarkably short speech of just 7 minutes, then walked out of a UN aid conference in Monterrey, Fox brushed off speculation he'd pressured the Cuban leader to leave. No such thing, he told reporters. President Castro came to participate. He was here, took part, then left for Cuba. There's nothing else to say. But Cuba's secret phone recording, made just days earlier, tells a different story. In it, Fox urges Castro to make a quick exit before the arrival of President Bush.
Participar en la comida de jefes de Estado.
Have lunch with the heads of state, says Fox, and that afternoon, leave whenever it's convenient for you. Castro remains silent until Fox lays down another condition.
No agredir a Estados Unidos o Presidente Bush, sino circunscribir.
Don't antagonize the United States or President Bush, says Fox. Excuse me, interrupts Castro. I've been in politics for 43 years, and I must speak the truth with the necessary decency and elegance. You don't have to harbor any worries that I'm going to set off a bomb at the conference. But in a sense, Castro did, loudly condemning international lending institutions, then leaving for home, accusing Mexico of orchestrating his exit. Both leaders had agreed their phone conversation would be personal and private. The unprecedented release is extremely embarrassing for Fox, already at political odds with an opposition Congress sympathetic to Castro. Not unexpectedly, the Fox administration has responded with anger. Fox spokesman Rodolfo Elizondo. It's true that in Mexico, as in most democracies, he said, the recording of phone calls without one's knowledge and consent is strictly prohibited. These days in Cuba, he said, this is not the case, and that makes us Mexicans very sorry. Under previous Mexican governments, relations with Cuba were warm. Since Fox took power in 2000, the neighbors have moved apart. Mexico has condemned the island for human rights abuses. Cuba has denounced Fox's government as a pawn of the United States. Last night, Mexico insisted it would maintain diplomatic ties with Cuba. Castro threatened to break them. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.